I'm the main character of my story, right? So let's get into it. I'm gonna tell you guys a story about there's a little bit of car noise in the background, but I'm in a little bit of beef with a Navy SEAL, David Goggins. Got a little bit of a beef, okay? This is Amish Patel, CEO of the Amish Patel Comedy Corporation. We gotta make sure these laughs are coming to market. And last week, one of my investors started giving me a hard time. He's like, dude, episode's coming out late, what the hell? And I was like, dude, I didn't think anyone was listening, and I'm very busy, okay? Got a lot to do. Got a development deal, joined the Writers Guild, Fringe Play. Okay, a couple episodes went up late, look. And then today, this is Canada Day, doesn't count. I don't wanna hear it about this. About this one, the garbage comes tomorrow. So the podcast can come tomorrow, brother. Don't tell me this. The garbage comes tomorrow. The podcast has to come on Canada Day? No, it'll be out midnight, probably tonight. But I have a little beef with this David Goggins guy now, because last week, one of my investors giving me a hard time about how come your episodes are late. And I'm like, dude, I'm going through it right now. Got a development deal. I got to write a show, man. I just joined the Writers Guild. Did a bunch of paperwork for this. Got to do the contract. It's a lot. Sitcom, huge. Can't talk about it. Anyway. So I'm telling him all this, right? This dude, this investor. This is one of the investors of the Amish Patel Comedy Corporation. Give me a hard time. I'm literally like, dude, I honestly did not think anyone would notice even. This guy's busting my balls, okay? So then I tell him all this. And then 2 days later, he says, hey man, sorry dude, I was going through a hard time myself. And he sent me this book, Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins, this Navy SEAL, this maniac, who, the book's called Can't Hurt Me, okay? It's about a Navy SEAL, David Goggins. Within 20 minutes, this guy's talking about his childhood. I'm like, yeah, dude, can't hurt you. I'm soft. Everything hurts me. This guy's dad beat him with a belt. Buckle on him when he's 7 years old. Yeah, nobody can hurt him. This guy, he's such a psycho too. He'll jog. He'll sign up for these marathons. Like he's basically like a Navy SEAL and like a human performance motivational guy. And it's just coming back from pain. That's what the book's about. I did the first chapter. Honestly, I felt like maybe I was a little shook. I felt like I had a little bit of PTSD from him. Kind of like when I watched the Vietnam War documentary. I feel like that's how soft I am, Goggins. You're going hardening up all these hard guys. I'm a softy boy. I'm a Canadian prince, brother. I'm a Canadian prince. If you can toughen me up, then maybe something. Half of these guys he's toughening up, they're like 92% to him, and then he's getting them up to 96%. They're still not him. He's insane, dude. The guy will run. He was running a marathon once, and like halfway through, he realizes the bones in his feet are broken. And he kept going. He's got chapters on this, on like every doctor said no, everyone says no, you need rest, you need heal, this, that. He's like, but I said, you know what? I jog through it because that's pain and he loves pain. And his whole premise of the book is like, you need to love the pain. You need to go through the pain. Look, easy to say with that kind of childhood is all I'm saying. Dude, I had to put the book down after the first chapter. I was like, this is too much for me. This is never gonna work for me. I'm soft, brother. I'm a prince. I'm a Canadian prince, brother. Happy Canada Day, by the way. You're gonna hear some fireworks in the background, maybe in a second. But anyway, that was like the first chapter. A couple of days later, I went back to it. Great book. Then he's talking about the Navy SEAL training. Dude, the Navy SEAL training? Okay, let's just stop it. This Navy SEAL training, if I told you what they're doing to these Navy SEALs, if I told you what they did to these Navy SEALs, you'd say, no, that's illegal. That goes against the Human Rights Convention. You can't do this to people, dude. They are trying to murder you. And here's the thing. The official training is trying to they're trying to kill people. Like they're trying to like torture you. It's torture. It's waterboarding day. They're getting tortured, right? But here's the best thing. Since the day you arrive, that's how they treat you. They don't treat you like, hey man, you're in, you're trying to be a Navy SEAL. That's the toughest thing. Good for you. It's like you come in and from the first day, they're like, we're gonna make you quit, loser. You're a loser. You're not gonna make it here. You're soft. You think you can be a Navy SEAL? You're soft. We're gonna make you quit. And they had one guy, his whole job was just to rip on people. Like as soon, you look like a little sad in your face and he just gets in like, wow, you're gonna quit. Just quit. You can't take it. You're soft. I've made people like you quit all day. He was like a sales rep, and his job was like, I'm gonna sell you on the quit, brother. You're gonna be home with your wife in no time. I don't want you here because you're a loser and you're ugly. Like, he'll get in your face like that, dude. He's like getting into like, oh, look at all the push-ups, still ugly, quit, I hate you. Like, he's just ripping on people, this guy, right? That's his job. Just like making fun of him. But the worst thing he did, this guy, this trainer, they're at the waterboarding day, which is basically you're going into the, like they're putting you underwater and they're breaking your spirit. Like, this is day three. The first 2 days, if they haven't broken your spirit, like, what the hell? Even I was telling someone, today we were out for Canada Day all day, and I was telling someone about the training, and this guy goes, he was telling me that he saw a Navy SEALs training thing where the first day they came in, the sergeants were like, today, five of you are gonna quit. I want five of you to quit, and we're not gonna stop doing shit until five of you quit. And they just, we're talking, forget about sleep. You're gonna run and do push-ups and do pull-ups and do, and like, I'm gonna throw you in the water, like whatever. If it takes 30 hours, if it takes 40 hours, we're gonna keep going till five of you quit. Five of you are gonna quit. Like, that's day one. Just, like, I can't even believe people do this. So anyway, day three is the waterboarding day. They're like pushing them underwater. They're making them go underwater, hold their breath and do tasks, making fun of them while they do it. This guy's coming up gasping for air and his trainer is just like splashing water in his face. He's like splashing, well, come on, man. They want you to lose. They want you to be hard, right? So there's this the water training day. So there's the Joker guy who's trying to make you quit, and there's the water training day. They go to the water training day. They're trying to physically destroy you. You're underwater. These people are coming out. It sounds like PTSD. They're coming out shook, shaking, scared, like what? They almost died. Like, they're just like, what is the meaning of life? And you come out, and then this Joker guy, he's like, hey man, come here. Have a hot chocolate. Come here. Have a hot chocolate. You want to eat something? Have a bite. Listen, man, your wife loves you, right? What do you want to do? You don't want to do this. Let's go. Come on, let's get in the van. I'll take you home. Come on. You don't want to do this. He talks you out of it. Like the same guy who's ripping on you. He's like, come on, man, let's go. Let's ring that bell, baby. They make you ring it three times too, just to like, I feel like that's even part of the humiliation. It's like, no, three times. Let everyone hear it. We got a loser. We got a loser here. Let him hear it. Ring that bell, loser. So that's what so on the waterboarding day, you're broke, people are coming out like, oh, like you're shook, you're like PTSD, you're going crazy. This guy's like, hey man, come on. Come on, man, you got a wife at home, she loves you. Let's get you out of here, let's go ring the bell. And he's being all nice, drives you back, ring the bell. Ah, loser, I knew you're a loser, couldn't take it. It's only Wednesday. Send this loser home, that's how they treat you. It's so sad, dude. Can you imagine being sent home? And then there's people that just do it, I think three times is the max. Third time, they're like, you never get to be a SEAL. It's good, honestly, it's breaking through. I'm getting to the points where I'm like, this is actually very helpful. He's talking about like all this mental toughness stuff. I'm like, dude, this is pretty tight. Like, he's going on this deep level of like how to retrain your brain so that you're not basically soft. That's what he teaches. And it's, quite frankly, incredible. But I do want to do, I feel like I should just do a diss video where I make fun of him. And like the first day I was reading the book, I was like almost mad hearing his childhood. I was like, you know what, Goggins, you can't make me hard. I'm soft to the core, soft, baby meat inside. No, but I work out. I do work out, but like this kind of stuff, it's impossible. But here's the thing. I was almost gonna do a video being like, come on, Goggins, train me then, train me. But then I was thinking, he's done that to people. People have hired this guy to go live in their house. There's a guy, Jesse Itzler, he's on Joe Rogan. The guy's like a married man, grown man. This guy goes to live in his house. There's a weather warning outside, like don't go outside, it's dangerous, whatever. And this David Goggins is like, let's go. He makes him go jogging in the dangerous weather. Look, man. Look, we gotta keep the comedy train running on time. And that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna keep the comedy train running on time. I've learned a lot from the book. I've learned a lot from the book. And it's been great, you know? It's making me go out. It's making me like just be almost more a part of the culture and part of the community. Even today, the culture and the community, hey, you gotta be in the culture. Cause this is the kind of stuff he's like, dude, you gotta get out there. What are you doing? You're sitting at home? You gotta stay in the game, baby. That's what all these guys teach. Even when I went to do this Win at Life, I was shocked. Because when I was doing this play, this Win at Life Mega Expo, it's like a play about motivational speakers. And I was shocked. Okay, take it easy, buddy. Take it easy. Wow, that guy's flexing, eh, with his Jeep. God is great, brother. Great, great, great. my nephew's saying that, my nephew's doing this. So whatever that means. Anyway, I'm reading the book. And by reading, I do mean listening, because guess what, Goggins? Can't hurt me. Reading hurts me. So I got the audiobook, actually. This guy sent me, the investor in the Mutual Comedy Corporation, he sent me the ebook. He bought it for me. Official. iTunes bought me the ebook. I was like, reading? That hurts. Got the audiobook right away. Audiobook has been great because it's like a podcast in between two. And he's on Joe Rogan. This guy just keeps putting himself into more situations. He likes hurting himself. And reading it, though, I got to say, like, when I first, the first chapter, I was like, this guy's crazy. And I'm never going to do this. Second, third chapter, man, it's getting like, it's getting deep. It's getting existential. He's talking about like, look, man, you got to make a list of things that you're afraid of. This is very inspirational. He's like, make a list of things you're afraid of. And then you just need to wake up and you need to start doing those right now. Like, right. Don't think. Go do it. And the only reason I have any faith in this guy now is because I looked up a picture and at one point he did get fat. He was fat. And I used to be fat. And as soon as I saw the picture of him, why them tit, right? Like that's, because before one of his big trainings when he went in, he lost 90 pounds in 90 days or something like that. Like it's, you're not supposed to do that. But when I saw the picture of him, fatty bombatty, I was like, you know what? Maybe this guy's got something for me. That's really the turnaround point for me. And now I'm into the book. I love it. It's a great book. It's a great book. I can't even hate. I'm like three chapters in. There's just so much to learn and so much psychologically, dude. It's like they're getting to this point where it's like, what's the meaning of your life? And that's what happens even with these Win at Life, the play that I did. You watch all these motivational speakers, they're teaching guys, like there's dudes that are like this military guy, but for getting laid. Pickup artists, whole community. And you can't even get mad because they always do these seminars. They do these seminars and all the big guys are from Toronto. They do these seminars where all these dudes come, these lonely dudes. You'd like this. Lonely dudes in the crowd. You'd love it. Lonely, bunch of lonely dudes in the crowd, right? And this guy comes on, he's like, yeah, yeah, we're gonna get laid, dude. We're gonna get laid, dude. And he's just doing like, he's just teaching them how to get laid. Dude, they have diagrams. They have diagrams like, okay, she's sitting here and then go in over this way and then you come in from the side and then you can do an opener. They'll do like an opener from the over your left shoulder and then come in around this way and then say something over here. They're doing like game plans like that. These guys aren't fucking around. It's like military, but for picking up girls. Hours of pickup artist material on the internet. And when I started, I mean, I had to watch it for research. I'm not like, you know, like one of these guys. I had to watch it for the research, for the play. And then YouTube, you know what YouTube does? YouTube's like, oh, we got a loser. Put him on the loser list. And then they just started sending me, for like last year this happened, I had to make a new email account. I had to make a new email account. These pickup artists, they destroyed my inbox. They destroyed it. You can't just be joking around and watch one of their things. They'll hit you just like the girl. As a consumer, they hit you from every angle. They're like, okay, we got a loser. It took like a month to clean up my email address and my YouTube account. My YouTube account, dude, I'm writing with feminists. I'm writing with, like, I can't open my computer and there's like, hey, dude, get pussy now. Like that's the YouTube. Hey, YouTube's like, hey, we got a loser. Hey, dude, you know what you'd like? How to get pussy now. Get laid now, dude. Make a harem, dude. They have a make a harem class. Get out of the friend zone technique. I love when they do a technique. Technique. Three-step system. Out of the friend zone. My buddy bought a book. $60 PDF. Bought it with his mom's credit card. And you know what he said? I used to run a show with him. I mean, I did a show with him. I just don't want people to find out it was him. But anyway, whatever, no one's gonna find out. Anyway, this guy bought a book, $60 for PDF, and he bought it with his mom's credit card. And I'm like, dude, your mom's credit card? And he's like, well, she's the one who wants me to get married. And he just justified it like that. Get out of the friend zone course. I was like, but send it to me. He didn't send it to me. For the jokes. I mean, it's all gone now. I can't. Get out of the friend zone? That's like so, like if someone's over 28 and they say friend zone to me, I'm like, man, I don't know about this guy. Like I can't. Friend zone? Eh, you're a loser, dude. Come on. I mean, fine, early 20s, I'll accept it. Late 20s, can we grow up here, people? You're paying $60 for a goddamn PDF, just go meet other people. You know the worst thing about friend zone is that like that, first of all, you could put her in a friend, like, I mean, I'm just saying, it doesn't have to always be you begging, but also, they have friends. If you're a real, genuine friend, they will get you laid. That's where you'll get laid actually more than any pickup artist, no. I feel like be friends with girls and then be like, and then you gotta tell them though. You need that vulnerability. You gotta be like, hey man, come on. You got all these friends, you gonna hold out on me? I haven't been on a date in two, 3 months. Come on, can we just look through the Facebook? They'll look through the Facebook with you. They love that. That's their favorite thing, if you're really a friend. But if you're a creepy friend, a secret friend zone, secret trying to hit on her and then hook me up with a friend, you're not getting any friends. You're not getting access to that. But if you're just being a real friend, then guess what, dude? They'll hook you up, dude. Yesterday I was out with this other Instagrammer, Stella Nicole. Shout out to Stella Nicole, 50,000 followers. Ah, God, it's great. I went out yesterday. I didn't want to go dancing yesterday, but I did the show at this bar called After Dark. And then this Instagram, this person I know from Instagram. No, but she met me in real life. Like I did it. She saw me at a comedy show and I killed it, obviously. So she thinks I'm hilarious. No, no, no. She's out there last night with her boyfriend. And I was like, yo, let's go holler. You know what I mean? Like help me holler, right? Let's be a couple of chatty Cathys. How about that? And she was like, yeah. Dude, that's so much fun for them. They love it. Are you kidding me? And if you just fail, they love that too. They'll laugh at you, but they'll be like, but good job. Come on, keep it going. So encouraging. Just her natural attitude was very encouraging. And then at some point, you know what I told her? At some point I told her like, Stella, like honestly, I think I dance so good that it intimidates them. That's what I said. I said, look, I know that sounds crazy. I know that sounds wacky. But I think the moves are so good that a lot of these girls are getting intimidated and maybe I gotta bring that down a bit. And at first she laughed. She laughed because she just thought it was a joke and it is kind of a joke. But then I started dancing and she was like, you know what though? Yeah, no, correct. No. Dance game, tight. I shouldn't call it game. Why do you call it game? No, dancing, tight. The dancing's great. Anyway, listen. This is Amish Patel, CEO of the Amish Patel Comedy Corporation. Couple of weeks late, reading the David Goggins book now. Can't hurt me. We're getting back on track, baby. And today, Canada Day, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. And guess what? This is how the new format's going to go, too. This is something I learned from the David Goggins book. Something I learned from David Goggins, but also other motivational speakers do this, where they're like, look, you got to reframe it. Don't say late. Say we're figuring out investment opportunities for the culture and for the community. That's, you know what I mean? So basically today, not late, because guess what? I was out with the culture and with the community for Canada Day. This is very important work I have to do. I have to be out there with the culture. I have to talk about these bits. And then when I start hearing the bangers, then 2-3 times practice comes out, then you guys are getting it tight. And I'm not even gonna edit this. I'm not even gonna edit this. How do you feel right now? Are you okay? My nephew's here. He's kind of looking at me like, maybe you should edit a bit of it out. Oh, you think I'm a little closer to the camera? Okay, but what about editing? You think I should cut?
No, you're fine.
I can spit, baby.
Yeah, you're fine. Just make sure
I can spit.
That nice car that went by.
Yeah. We gotta just diss that guy real quick. Yeah. Beautiful. No, I think that's great. That's it, babies. July 18th, got a show in Mississauga. Make sure you come check that out. And then Asterius is coming from LA. We're going to be doing like a live podcast together. And of course, guys, go to laughsrub.com, join the mailing list. And that way you'll be notified when we have new videos, live shows, and of course the incredible investment opportunities that are coming down the pipeline at patreon.com/laughsareup. Some of the comedy products I have in store for you guys, I think you guys are gonna be very excited about it. I think you guys are gonna see a lot of ROI, a lot of laughter ROI on some of those investments, and you guys are gonna love it. So make sure, yeah, you go to laughsareup.com, join the mailing list. And listen, I love you, and God is great. God is great! Okay, that's episode, baby. Who is this?